This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
Welcome, everyone, to this new episode. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Yep, and we made it to episode 7, Terminator from 1984. This is our franchise, our newest franchise. We finished the Pierce Brosnan era of Bond, which you guys can check it out up on YouTube or Apple Podcasts. But before we get started, please share, like, and subscribe if you're on YouTube, if you're on listening to us on the go. Go over to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever we are listened on or whatever app you listen your podcast on. Rate us, leave us some feedback, and we'll get back to you once we read them. But yes, Nate, Terminator.
Terminator, yeah. So this is a franchise. So the first franchise Alex picked, he's a big Bond fan, so he went with the Brosnan era Bond. That was to kick it off. This franchise was more my pick. So I have been a fan of the franchise in general. Also, been a while since I've seen a few of these movies, so I thought it would be a fun series to take on. So plus it's got Arnold Schwarzenegger, one of the, you know, all time action stars. So, I mean, he's in most of them. He's only not in one of them. So, you know, there you go. So we got a big action star. We got one of the most iconic franchises in general. Yeah. And so I thought it'd be a fun series to go through.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty fun. So before we get into our reviews, let us give you our criteria that we're going to be basing these our ratings on. So first things first, our Levels of Geeks criteria are: number one, lead character; number two, main villain; number three, action sequence; number four, storyline; number five, overall film; and then number six, our total points out of 25. So again, guys, if you guys want to join in on the fun, you know what to do. Leave a comment down below in the description. Let us know your ratings or what did you think of the 1984 Terminator series. So let's start it off. And you know what always kicks this off when we start this is Nate. Go ahead, Nate. Start it off with our lead character.
Okay, lead character. So Terminator, 1984, James Cameron. That's your backstory. That's the setup.
Okay.
Sci-fi action. Okay. Lead character. Linda Hamilton is the actress. She is playing Sarah Connor in this film. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe I haven't seen this movie in a long time. Like, this was honestly my first time watching it in years and years. Like, I can't even tell you the last time I watched it. But watching it, I don't know if it was because the whole time I had Terminator 2 in mind, which is one of my favorite movies ever, or what, but I think she's just okay in this. So my score for main character is a 3. Linda Hamilton is good. Yeah, Linda Hamilton is good. Like, her acting is good. But the character is very one note. In this movie, she's just a girl in danger, essentially. You know, all of the story that is involved with how important she is stuff that's yet to come or hasn't happened because it's supposed to be in the future. You know what I mean? Because this whole movie has to do with time travel and things like that. So because of that, you know, it makes her important. But at the same time, I feel like in this movie, she's kind of slight. She doesn't really do much except need to be protected and, you know, that's it. That's all. That's pretty much her role. So for main character, I'm going to give her a 3.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get to overall about this film. But in terms of to me, again, Linda Hamilton, I did not score her like Bond where I went to the 5. I didn't give her a 5. I thought her character was OK. She acted great. She was what is it called? Like the damsel in distress, whatever.
Damsel in distress.
Yeah, that's what she was. You know, she was trying to find out who was getting killed and why they had the same name. And then she figured it out. I liked it. I thought her character was pretty cool. So I gave her a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I gave it to her because actually she did great as the character. So I wasn't going to give her like a low score. I agree with what you're saying, but I know the backstory and everything. So I agree with the first one. I gave her a 4 because she was actually a believable Like, she was scared of, you know, Arnold's character, T-800 or whoever he is going after her. So, yeah, I gave her a 4 out of 5. All right, so main villain, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Look, we could go on and on how great this guy. Look, he is the Terminator. There was no flaw in him. He was really good. There's a lot of scenes that he was very great. In terms of him in the bathroom in the motel taking off the his arm and stuff, that looked way outdated. You could see it on screen how horrible it looks. And I'm not even knocking the movie on it. I'm just saying it looked horrible, especially when he popped his eye out. You could tell they put a
animatronic.
They put an animatronic. So I know people are gonna start writing in a thing like, "Oh, you want to expect? It's like 1840." I understand. It's an 84 movie. Trust me, I've seen a lot of movies that I give the pass to, and I'm gonna do the same thing with Terminator. He was a very good, believable villain. He's excellent, and you wonder why all these movies, everyone loves him as a robot, because that's the. I mean, this dude is jacked. Yeah, I was like, I kind of forgot because now we see saggy Arnold, but I kind of forgot like his young. His young self.
And why did this go off?
The screen went black.
Yeah, the screen went black.
That's
on
the Terminator,
me.
Dude.
Yeah, you see? The Terminator came back.
why did
there you go.
Do that? There we go. Oh, you know why? Because it overheated.
All right, there we go. Let's not have it plugged in. That'll be good. All right. So I'll just chop this all off. So you kind of understand why he's a believable Terminator. Now, to be really honest with you. So with that said, I gave him a 5 out of 5 in villain. It had to be done. There's no way I could give him a low score, especially in this first movie. He was just so good going into the police precinct and doing all what we're going to talk about in the next sequence. But yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nate. What is your villain score?
So there's two things, in my opinion, that this movie does perfectly. And one of them is the villain, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I agree. My score is a 5 out of 5. It is the title, you know, the lead. The name of the movie is The Terminator, and that is who he is.
Yeah.
First of all, pitch perfect casting, because Arnold Schwarzenegger has never been known for his acting skill. And it's not a knock on him. He is an action star, absolutely, and I love a lot of his movies. But you could be a star and an action star without being a great actor, as far as like craft and technique, right?
Right.
But perfect casting because of his shortcomings as an actor, playing a robot, it's so easy to him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to talk much. When he does, he can be monotone. Just very doesn't have to inflect, doesn't really have to do facial expressions. It is perfect casting. You're right. He's absolutely huge. Like when the dude walks up to the guys and he's naked in the beginning, like he's just beefy, bro. Like he just looks absolutely jacked.
Mm-hmm.
And that scene always cracks me up because it's like these guys are talking to him like just because he has no clothes, they're talking to him like he's some punk. They're Bill Paxton and his scrawny friends.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, bro, I would not talk to that guy that way if he came up to me like that. Like, he is massive. So, he's a killing machine. The 10 out of 10. One of the best villains, period, in any movie. I'm calling it now. I don't care. Hands down, one of the coolest ideas and best executed villains in any action movie ever. So, 5 out of 5.
Yeah. I mean, hey, there's no way you could give that a low. I mean, especially for this movie. Maybe in the other movies that we're going to talk about, but there was no way later. There's no way you could give this dude a lower score in the first movie. Action sequence. Nate, you take over.
Okay. So, action scenes. Now, there's some good ones in this movie. The aforementioned police station scene is terrific. Like, the dude shows up, he lets him know what he wants. They don't really help him, and he gives them what they deserve. Well, not what they deserve.
Maybe they didn't deserve it. That didn't come out that way. He didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, he gets it. They get what would happen if you denied a killing machine. Essentially, I love that scene. I love the scene in the nightclub when she's at Tech Noir. And he shows up like looking for her. Mm-hmm. It's a good tension scene, you know, like she bends down and he's looking for her. And then the gun he has in that scene is awesome. It's like a little submachine gun type gun with like a laser on it.
No, that was a pistol.
I thought he had that the machine gun because he shoots at. Remember, Kyle Reese shows up and he's shooting a lot of bullets.
He hit the gun out when he shot him with the shotgun.
Yeah, I like that gun. I like the second gun. The one that's like the little submachine gun.
Yeah, the submachine.
It's awesome. That gun is sick. The Uzi. So that scene is really good. The police station scene is really good. The chase towards the end, the car chase, was good as well. Four. I give it a four. Long story short, I give it a four. I don't think it has like as much. There's some parts where, you know, the story kicks in and it, well, we'll get to it when we get to storyline and overall, but, you know, there's some gaps in the action and some of the action scenes are really short. You know what I mean? Like they're just kind of, bang, bang, get them in. And it works for the movie, but for action, I'm going to give it a four.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of action, man, let me just tell you, it wasn't as much action in this movie. When they deliver the action, they give it to you. That's what I got to say. Like you said, the with the truck, I don't know why every Terminator has to have a freaking semi-truck going after these people or whatever. Yeah,
it's a staple.
So you got that. So I was like, all right, that's cool. Then you got the nightclub scene that I was like, that to me, that was the best part. And the police station when he just walks in and he starts shooting at every cop known to man. So with that said, I mean, there's nothing I could add to whatever Nate said, because it's not like it was a full out movie action like part two when we talk about it. So with that said, action, I give it a 3 out of 5 for me. I give it a 3 out of 5. Okay. I don't think it was that so much.
And the other
action,
thing I like about it is. Yeah, but the other thing I like about it too that I always mark up for is it's very violent. Like it's hard, like it's bloody. It's, you know, he rips a dude's like heart out at the very beginning of the movie. So anytime that they're okay with using their R rating, I'm a fan. It's like, yeah, you're going to be rated R, you know, rip a dude's heart out. Show some blood. Give me the goods. And they do. So that's why.
Stupid. Give me the goods. All right. Storyline.
Give me the guts.
We're good to storyline. All right, I'm going to talk about the storyline. Look, the storyline is a very generic storyline. You know, they sent a protector to protect her, and then they sent the villain to go after her so they could prevent, well, the Terminators are going to prevent, I guess, John Connor from being born. And then, of course, they send the human to protect her so that, John Connor could be born. All right, it was cool. I was like, all right, that's a cool storyline. But honestly, there's a lot of loopholes in this movie. Like, it's such a weird story. It's a very loophole movie. So, because it's weird. Like, because even my wife said it. I was like, all right. So, because I haven't seen this movie in a long, and I'm going to tell you why under overall. But I haven't seen it in a long time. So I'm like, all right. Let's see why I haven't seen this in a long time. Well, I mean, if you really think about it, the Terminator getting smushed at the end of the movie kind of started the whole Skynet and the artificial intelligence, if you really think about it. And then Kyle Reese, or if I'm saying his name right, his name is Kyle Reese. Yeah. He's like, John Connor never talked about his dad. And I'm like, you're the dad. Like, and that's the thing that I'm like, it throws me out, like, a lot of loopholes here, because you mean to tell me that the mom never told John about Kyle Reese, and then at the end of the movie, she goes, oh, I'm going to tell my, you know, our son about you. You understand? That's, to me, that's a little loopy hole, because I'm like, wait a minute. But again, that's movie, man. It's not real. But again, I felt like they had a lot of loopholes here, but overall, in terms of storyline, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. It was an 80s movie. I thought it was actually a really good story for that sci-fi-ish. I love sci-fi, and this gave me what I wanted. Action, sci-fi. 4 out of 5.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you. Now, I'm not going to disagree with your score. I'm just going to disagree with some of your points. So, number one, you're not wrong, but you are a little wrong. So, absolutely... Okay. Yes. When they crush the Terminator and the arm gets stuck, of course, that is the arm that ends up showing up in Terminator 2. And that is where Cyberdyne, whatever, they get a hold of that arm. They basically use it, the future technology. And then that's how they're developing Skynet and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, and like, the chip.
The chip from there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. From the crushed Terminator. So one thing you got to keep in mind when watching it, and I get it if, so let's just say you're going into this as your only experience and you've never seen any of the other ones. Mm-hmm. It works. But if you are familiar with part two, James Cameron ended it with part two. He ended it. So therefore, everything that happened in like 3, 4, all that kind of stuff, technically, yes, they are sequels and it continued the story, but they were not really supposed to. The way he wrote Terminator 2 and ended Terminator 2, it was supposed to end it. Absolutely. They don't show it, but Linda Hamilton's character would have told John about Kyle Reese because John Connor knows Kyle Reese is his dad. That's why he gives him the photo of the mom, because he knows he's the one who has to go back in time to meet his mom and so on and so forth. Right. He knows if I give this guy the picture, he's going to fall in love with her. He's going to go back in time. They're going to do it and I'm going to be born and so on and so forth. Now, here's the thing. So that's why it's not necessarily a loophole. But here's the thing. This movie, and this always happens with time travel, it can always get confusing. But this exists technically in a time loop. OK, because if you think about it, this happens. Right. We're in 1984 time, for example. Terminator comes back. Kyle Reese comes back. She gets pregnant in the future. She's going to have John Connor. John Connor's going to meet Kyle Reese. He's going to send him back. So it's just going to keep happening in the time loop, essentially, right? And that's why Terminator 2 is so important, because they were supposed to have stopped Judgment Day, which would end the time loop and all that kind of stuff. Now, obviously, we're reviewing a series that has 6 movies, so that didn't happen,
yeah,
which in retrospect kind of messes it up. But with that being said, a 5 out of 5. I think it is a super, I don't think it's necessarily generic, because at the time I don't think there was anything else like it, but I do think it is basic. It's basic sci-fi with a little bit of extra stuff sprinkled in, but this was one of the two things I was talking about. I think Arnold as the villain is a 5, and I think this as a storyline is a 5. It works perfect. It's a perfect action setup. Someone sent back to kill someone sent back to protect her. You don't need to know much more than that, and you just go along for the ride. So, it's great for me. So, like I said, I don't disagree with your score, because you gave it a 4, I gave it a 5. It's pretty close. But, I love the whole premise of the movie.
Yeah. All right. So, let's get to the overall.
Overall. What do you give it? Now, overall, even with the great storyline, the great villain, an okay main character to me, honestly, and okay action, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. I don't think it's not flawless. Obviously, there is, like you said, now these effects at the time were probably pretty cool, but yeah, definitely dated watching it now, you know, the animatronic head. But that's also, they have that in a member in Total Recall when he's pulling his eye out or whatever. And that was like 6 years later. Mm-hmm. So James Cameron, say what you want about him. I'm not the hugest fan of his, like I'm not a fanboy of Cameron. However, I respect him, what he can do as a filmmaker with spectacle, with action, with technology. He was ahead of the game. He's always been ahead of the game. And I think even with this, he was ahead of the game. You know, just a lot of the stuff that happens, most of it looks really good besides the animatronic, which is blatant. Besides that, it looks great. The action is well shot. It's definitely a B movie premise. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's super efficient. He directed it very efficiently. It moves quick. The pacing is perfect. There's even in the little lulls in action, they're not very long. So it's, you know, it's highly watchable, very entertaining. Kyle Reese, we didn't really mention him. Kyle Reese is a cool kind of secondary hero. You know, Michael Biehn is always good. So, and of course, James Cameron just had all his, a bunch of people from Aliens, right? Lance Henriksen is in this. Bill Paxton is in this. Michael Biehn is in this. So, you know, a couple people he'd go on to work with on his very next film,
right?
Which is always cool to see. So 4 out of 5 for me.
Hey, that's not bad. This is where everyone's going to hate me. This is where people hate me. There's a reason why it took me a long time to watch this movie. I am not a fan of this movie. Okay. And I'll explain why. Okay, I'm going to explain why. I fell asleep watching this movie. And I'm not even going to lie. And I know, again, the reason why we do these reviews is to be honest. Like, I'm not going to, just because it's a popular movie, I'm not going to give it popular scores. Like, I never do that. So, I always fall asleep in this movie, and I try to find why. And today, I fell asleep again, and I found out why. It's a very slow movie. Slow. It's a very slow movie. Unless you're very captivated with the story, then it reminded me of Alien 1. Like, very slow burn. Like, once, you know, Arnold does the shooting and everything, yeah, okay, cool, you know, whatever. Throughout the, I slept, and I said, oh, crap. So I had to rewind the 20 minutes that I fell asleep on. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, now I kind of understand why I never see Terminator 1. Like, I never see Terminator. Like, when we watch it, I put Terminator 2, and then I'm good to go. That's it. I don't need to watch any other Terminator movie ever existed. But, yeah, like, I was really, like... And not knocking the movie. James Cameron did a great job. The actors and actresses was great. I just can't. Is there something about this? I couldn't. The way he told the story, it wasn't for me. I was just like, holy crap. And I'm a very. And the thing is, I'm a very action person. Like, I need to have something in front of me, like a cat dangling, so I can watch. Because if it's straight talking, I'm just going to. Like, I'm going to be sleeping. And I know I'm going to get tons of comments like, You know, movies supposed to be about story, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, well, you know what? John Wick didn't have that much story, and we have great action from there. Or Raid. Look at that Raid movie, Redemption. Like, there ain't no story there. The guy just goes straight up the building trying to escape. there ain't no premise in that one. But with this one, for me, I just felt like it was very slow. So I gave it a 3 out of 5 in overall story. Now,
that's not that bad, though.
Yeah, but you know what? Wait till we upload this. Well, I already know we're going to get those Terminator people. Like, what is wrong with you, man? Like, I already know. Like, I can foresee it in the future. but yeah, so Nate, what are you going to give your overall?
So overall, tallying up my points, this comes out to a 21 out of a 25 for me. The only... sub 4 thing in it for me, 4 out of 5, I mean, is Sarah Connor in this movie. Knowing what she would become and knowing, you know, down the line what they would do with the character, this is the least good version of her to me. So besides that, though, I mean, ahead of its time in a lot of ways, a lot of the filmmaking techniques, I don't feel it slow. I think it's paced exceptionally well. It's under 2 hours, gets in, gets out, does its thing. There's blood, there's action. I love a good sci-fi story. So yeah, it's a 21. And by the way, we're going to have to do it at the end here because we didn't give the box office totals and everything like that at the top. So
that's
right. We got to go into the numbers. But yeah, my total score, 21 out of 25.
Yeah, my total score of this movie is a 19 out of a 25. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. But to me... this is a 19 out of a 25.
This is your lowest score out of anything, I think.
No.
Right? No.
Die Another Day. That's true. Die Another Day.
Deserved it, though.
Yeah, it deserves it. But other than that, no. This one. Look, guys, I'm not saying it's a horrible. I'm just saying it's, to me, it's an average action movie. That's right. Sure. I can see.
Yeah.
Average action movie. But again, guys, let's get into some box office numbers of The Terminator. Normally, I do this in the beginning, but we went right into our reviews. First things first, came out in 1984. So domestic, it came out to $38 million. International, it was $40 million. So it made $2 million more overseas. And worldwide at $78 million. It's not that bad.
No. You say $78 million. It's not. It's okay for 1984.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, adjusted for inflation, it's maybe... honestly, maybe in the 100 million, maybe 200 million, you know, worldwide. That's not amazing. No. It's decent, but it's crazy that it came out at that amount and then led to a six movie franchise. They knew there was something there. Also, I think one thing we should add in, and it doesn't factor into our scores at all, but just so that people know, add in the Rotten Tomatoes score, this thing has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. There is no bad reviews out as far as people who are, you know, Rotten Tomatoes certified reviewers or whatever. 100%. Everyone likes it. So I think we should add it in because I feel like with the Bond stuff, when we gave The World Is Not Enough such a high score, and like the Rotten Tomatoes score is like 52 or something like that.
Wow.
So I think it's cool if we disagree with the general public that they should know. So I'm going to just claim it. Moving forward, I'll add in the Rotten Tomato score. You don't even got to look it up. 100% for this movie. So you can see the difference. I really enjoyed it. And he mostly, I mean,
I would have gave it. I would have gave it. Yeah, I would have gave it. Like if we were doing a Rotten Tomatoes or whatever, I would have gave it a good score. Yeah, it would have counted for a good score.
Three out of five counts as a fresh review. It's just like a soft recommendation, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, no, I would recommend it. If we were in the '80s, I'm like, oh yeah, let's do this. Woo! Terminator. But so guys, so we're gonna give away the keyword now so you guys can have an entry into the Rambo sweepstakes.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So we're gonna be giving away Rambo 1 through 5 with the extended cut of Last Blood. So again, the keyword is something that you hear from the Terminator movie. So there's going to be a sound coming, an actor's going to say a line. Once you hear it, you're going to DM me at Levels of Geeks or Nate at Nate Flicks Reviews on Instagram. Yep. And then we're going to count it as one entry. So we have 6 films, that's 6 entries if you listen to all 6 podcasts. This keyword will not be heard on the live stream. Well, I mean, not the live stream. It will not be heard on YouTube once I upload the video. It's only an audio. This is only a podcast giveaway. So, for no further ado, when you hear someone from the movie. So, ready, Nate?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. The key word is...
I'll be back.
There you go. So, that's the key word. All right? So, that's the key word. Once you heard it, you're going to... You can just DM us again at Netflix Reviews on Instagram or Level to Geeks on Instagram. So there you have it, guys. That is our review for the 1984 Terminator. It was a blast. It was pretty cool. Like I said, I fell asleep watching it, but I rewind it and continue pushing along with it. But then again, I was tired, you know, with the damn kids. But with that said, Nate, please start closing it out.
Yes, so that is our review again. 19 out of 25 for Alex, 21 out of 25 for me. I liked it slightly better. But the cool thing is there's stuff that he liked a little better and that things that I liked a little better. So that's why we talk movies, because you get the same exact movie, 2 different people watching it, 2 different perspectives, still coming to almost the same conclusion, score-wise, a little bit different in what we said about it. But of course, we will be going next week. We will be reviewing Terminator 2 Judgment Day, continuing on with this franchise. And the very next episode that you're going to hear later this week, if you're listening to them in order, is going to be 300. Yeah. So that is our non franchise movie. You know, there's 2 of them. You know what we said, franchise 3 or more. So our non franchise 300. So keep an eye out for that one as well on YouTube if you watch the video, and definitely Apple Podcasts. Like you said, give us a rating, give us a review, and please put your scores in the comments. You know, people are saying, hey, great show. Love the episode. We want scores. We want to know your take. Yes. We're giving you the criteria. Give us your numbers on those criteria. Let us know what you thought of this movie.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And again, guys, please follow us on our social media accounts. I mean, we're always posting our you know, our collectible stuff. Like Nate always collects his steelbooks and his 4Ks and his Blu-rays. He throws them up, or he's with his niece out. Lovely nieces. That's right. He's out with them. Yeah. Or I put out all my collectibles. I got statues. I got movie props. I got 4Ks. I got Blu-rays. I put them all up. All you have to do is follow us on Levels of Geeks Instagram or on Twitter now, Levels of Geeks, on Nate for Nate stuff. Follow Nate on
Netflix Reviews.
There you go. There you have it. So then again, thank you guys so much for watching us on the replay on YouTube, or you guys are taking us on the go on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Yep, and be awesome to each other and geek out.
Peace.